You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What's upset you now?
Well, I think the thing I found most irritating of late is time and just the concept of time.
It's awful.
Time pass. It's an absolute pile of shit, isn't it? I mean, it's just unrelenting. It will not negotiate.
Have a day off.
Oh, exactly. You know, it just never stops, does it? I mean, they'll change it up a bit. You know, it just keeps passing. That's all it ever does. Pass.
Very good.
Do you want more time?
Such a one-trick pony, isn't it?
It is really, isn't it? Well, I just wish it was just a bit more polite, a bit less insistent. You know, it's, you know, I'm just watching my parents age, and it's really cruel. It's an absolute. I mean, it's a bastard time, and then with the, you know, I have children, and you know, they're in their teens now, and you know, I'd quite like some of the time back. But when they were smaller, and it was, everything was just a bit easy. But time will never, it just never stops. And people have been complaining about this for pretty much as long as time itself has existed. And yet it has refused to adapt to the demands of its leading customers, human beings. So
but do you think that time isn't? Is it true? Is it someone? Am I right? Is it the theory that time doesn't exist?
Right. Well, if it doesn't exist, then it's irritating.
I've just got to pull you up on that, Sean. That is a theory I have not heard.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what Interstellar, the Nolan film,
right,
is about? But how there is no time, and that's why you can kind of go through it.
But I mean, but then that would play havoc with sport, wouldn't it? if Christopher Nolan is right. I mean, imagine football already winds people up enough, but imagine if you had, you know, managers complaining not just about, you know, fractionally wrong refereeing decisions, but about the concept of time. So, well, the referee's blown up there. How can he end the game when time doesn't exist? You know, that is so.
Okay. So, do you want what? Do you want? It sounds to me like you want more time.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to be able to, you know, stop it when convenient and, you know, skip bits of it. Some of the duller bits, and you know, just, you know, you know, go
you,
back.
Are
and
you
do...
sure you've not confused time with your life?
Well, that's possible. I'm 48 now, so these things are becoming slightly more pressing.
You?
To
I'm
be 40, honest,
I'm 48. That is,
It's so, a lot to do. I wish there seems to be a lot to do. I don't know if that's is that. Because that's the time that relates to time. There's a lot to do, and there's no time.
Well, exactly. And a lot of the stuff that you need to do is quite boring. And so it'd be nice to be able to pause time, do the dull stuff, and then switch it back on for the stuff that's actually worth doing.
Yes.
But you know, it is, you know, it's, and it's something also that the government, amongst its many failings, has failed to put a bit of a lid on time. Also, I mean, aside from that, just the way that time is presented, weeks, for example, always 7 days long, and I think that stifles creativity, because you know how long a week's going to be. If you didn't know how long a week was going to be until it started, and it was anything from like 3 days to, you know, 12 days or something, then I think it would make life a lot more exciting, and we'd probably see a spark in innovation.
And how do you propose they sort of manage that? Do they tell you at the beginning of any given week how long that week is going to be? Yeah.
Maybe, you know, everyone would
like
gather
a press
around
conference Sunday.
Yeah, gather around their radios on Sunday evening and say, well, next week.
It's a three-dayer.
It's a 3 days.
Like the FA Cup draw.
Yeah, exactly. I think it would just make, it would be a communal thing. It would bring people together. That's what we're constantly looking for in society, isn't it? Kind of universal experiences. And you know, adds a level of unpredictability that I think, you know, does foster, you know, creative innovation. So I think we'd all benefit from it.
I would like to bring Sundays back. Like the old school Sundays where...
I didn't realise they'd gone away.
They have gone away. In London, they don't exist. Is that a very London thing? Where do you live?
I live in South London, where I think we get one Sunday a month, I think. So I mean,
you have a Sunday a month?
On down here, yeah.
Yes.
But more centrally, Sundays have been banned. You're quite right.
There is no Sunday. It's all open, and I've got... And you've still got... You're still told to do stuff on Sunday. There should be a day in the life where you actually don't have to do anything. And I would be very happy to exchange that, to go and sit in a church and listen to a man talk about God for an hour. I could really do with that.
Well, maybe that's, again, I mean, maybe that's something that they could do. They could just, you know, the government could call a snap Sunday at any point in the week. Just, well, everyone seems a bit wound up. Tomorrow's Sunday. You're all right.
Lockdown was like an old Sunday.
Yeah, a perma Sunday that was. Yeah,
that was lovely.
Yeah,
I mean, I know I'm. Not many people agree with that, but I had a lovely time.
Yeah, I mean, it had pluses and minuses. I guess maybe we can agree on that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Names. I'm increasingly sceptical about names in general because they're very hard to remember, and I think
you mean names of people specifically, just objects.
Oh, anything really, and I guess I'm in my late 40s now. I think memory isn't quite as sharp as it used to be, and there's a lot of people in the world now. I mean, there's more people in the world than ever before. There's what, nearly 8 billion now. That's a lot of names flying around. Now, obviously, we don't meet, we probably only know, I don't know, what do we know, half a billion people each or something. So it's really hard to remember everyone's names that you meet. So, I mean, there's certain solutions to this because obviously the default is to call everyone mate or something like that. And I cannot understand why the United Nations has not focused on compulsory name badges for everyone on the planet, because it would save, thinking the amount of time it would save. You're in a conversation with someone, and you see this particularly if you had children going through school.
That's a great idea.
A sound idea.
So I mean,
I would be up for that.
Yeah, you know, at school, you take your kids to school, and you know, if on day one you haven't carved all the other parents' names into your arms with a penknife, you kind of forget them, don't you? You just remember, oh, that's that kid's mum or dad. And then it becomes a bit embarrassing to ask them what their name actually is. And then 15 years later, you're on a family holiday with them and you still don't know their name. So name badges...
I've got that. Do you have that with anyone? I've got that with my local... There's a lovely cafe around the corner, which I've been going to now. They bought it about 4 years ago. And I have long chats. I will go in to see them. I think, oh, that'd be nice. I'll go and see them and have a coffee. And we'll chat and we'll catch up. I know where he lives. I know what football team he supports. I know how many children he's got. I don't know his name.
Well, exactly. So.
And it's way too late.
It's worse when they know your name and you think you know their name, but you're not sure, because I think a wrong name is worse than a mate, isn't it? If you kind of go...
Yeah, that is. Yeah, better play defensive on that.
I have taken the recommendation of a box set off of a woman whose name I still don't know. That is too far down the road. If you are taking, but you can't ask someone their name after they've given you a box set recommendation.
Yeah, so my plan, compulsory name badges, or alternatively, and also on compulsory name badges, you could put all the small talk. So, I mean, small talk costs I don't know what it costs the economy every year, but you think every 30 seconds of small talk, you add that up, that's 5 billion working hours a week or something, if you make up a number. So, yeah, it would make the planet instantly profitable if you just had your name badge saying, I'm fine, my family's fine, it was a good game last night, on a little badge. You can make them digital so you can update them. But all you think of football realised this was a problem. They put names on the backs of people's shirts. So, you know, you can just, if you're playing a game against someone, you've forgotten their name, you just poke around, have a little
look. Always difficult when you approach someone head on, though,
it is a bit. Yeah.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What was your this? And I love it. It's a very good idea, and I would be up for it. I would. There might be some people that would protest the kind of the problems with privacy.
Yeah,
with having to have the small talk, you know, responses, well, you know, imprinted on your chest. But what do you think? You get free. It's like a kind of Tinder bio thing.
Exactly right, yeah. But also, when you think of what small talk is, so no one ever tells you anything in small talk. It's not like you say, oh, how are you? And people unload all their fears about the fragile nature of human existence. So it's not really revealing anything, but it just saves that time of asking pointless questions. So it's a win-win situation.
But you get to choose, I think, three.
Yeah.
You get to choose three sentences, three answers that are going to go under your name. What would you go for? And Paul, this, you know, what do you think? I think the weather normally is a good shout.
Yes, weather. I mean, sport for me. Some you know, comment about the decline of Test match cricket or something, gnawing away at my very soul.
What's the problem with?
You've got a factor in here is what you're likely to be asked. I mean, I think
yes. Is that my real hair? Yes, it's my real hair. I could put that. Yeah.
I get asked a lot. Have you just got up? It's one of the questions I get asked a lot. Have you just got up? So I'll put yeah. No. So I think mine would be no. I've not just gotten up, but I've had a lot on.
Yes.
That would probably be my first one.
Yeah.
That's good. Or you could just put, you could probably, there's probably the technology now that if you wear some kind of sensor that works, you know, works out when you first stood up in the day, it could automatically say, I got up at 9:15 actually. Well, the technology's there. I don't know why we're not using it.
I mean, a list of things that you have and haven't seen would be quite useful in modern conversation.
Yeah.
Well, like a film.
Like a tick or a cross next to them. Breaking Bad, tick.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good idea.
Whatever the kind of constant, whatever the one that everyone's talking about at the moment is.
Blue Peter, I think that's the one you're thinking of, isn't it? Is that one?
I completed that. Is that still going? Not sure. But
Blue Peter?
Yeah.
Must be still going, isn't it?
I don't know.
Really?
Has it been moved? It's not on BBC One.
We won't get too stressed out about it, right. But
we've lost too much as a nation recently. We can't lose Peter as well.
Particularly with your worries about time. I think spending it wondering whether or not Blue Peter is still running is definitely not good use of it.
Are there too many people, therefore, and you're getting closer to death, so you're finding it difficult to remember everyone's name. Are there any names in particular? Because a lot of people have a problem with like trendy kind of celebrity names. Has this got anything to do with what you're talking about or not? You don't care what you're called, you just want there to be less of it.
Better system.
Yes, it's more the social awkwardness that you said of knowing that you should know someone's name, and in particular when they definitely do know your name, but you can't remember their name. I think this holds, it's probably caused wars at some point. I'm sure there must have been a war in history just caused by the fact that someone was too embarrassed to ask another world leader's name, and it ended up with a massive great conflict and the deaths of hundreds of thousands. So I think, you know, it's time that we, I don't know what specific war that would be, the war of the unnamed king, possibly. That was, I think, in the 1400s. So we need to sort it out as a species.
I think if you don't know someone's name and they know yours, I think going early is the best way of avoiding any embarrassment. Just go, I'm awfully sorry. My mind's gone blank. Remind me.
I guess you could go with I'm, you know, X. We met before, didn't we? And hope that they respond.
I've had a situation in which where someone definitely did not remember my name, and they went with, and this of course is, and then left me to sort of say my name.
Yeah,
and
that's bad. That's bad comparing at a gig, isn't it? That is that's very bad comparing.
I was in a situation recently where I didn't know the person's name, and I really should have known the person's name. And I was stood with my partner who hadn't met this person. So I kicked my partner in the foot.
Right.
And I kicked her foot. And instead of taking, I thought that was a big hint.
Yeah.
She said, why do you keep kicking my foot? Yeah. And I wanted to kill myself. And I just had to deny that I was kicking her foot. It was so obvious what had happened.
I think that, you know, my wife and I have used a system where if you pull your earlobe, it means you can't remember the person you're talking to's name. And the
just
other
to be
person
clear,
then...
that's pulling your own earlobe.
Your own earlobe. You pull your
not
own
Laurel
earlobe.
And Hardy.
Yeah. Not the person whose name you've forgotten's earlobe or your partner's earlobe. Pull your own earlobe as a signal for that person. I mean, it only really works if that person hasn't met the person whose name you can't remember before. Then they can introduce themselves and hopefully you get the support. But it would just be so much easier if everyone wore a badge or a shirt with their name on.
The hilarious Andy Zaltzman there. If you want to catch more from Andy, check out his hit podcast, The Bugle, available on all platforms. And if you want to hear more from me and Paul, of course, all you have to do is sign up to patreon.com/WUYN, where every Monday you will get an hour's worth of What's Upset You Now content. That's voice notes from our listeners sending them in, me and Paul engaging with you, the listener, and of course, you'll get the episodes early before everyone else. Standard practice here at What's Upset You Now. Thanks for listening.